Welcome and thank you for joining me for another Grateful Living with Reverend Lucretia. This is the second episode in the series Tools of the Trade. Today, the tool we will be discussing is affirmations. So I've been doing affirmations for 30 years. I started out with Louise Hay. I absolutely believe with every fiber of my being that they completely changed who I am. I was a negative person. I was sick all the time. I had migraines. I was complaining all the time. I was miserable. I was a martyr type. I got my worth from suffering and bending myself into a pretzel to make everybody else happy. I didn't believe in myself enough to go after my dreams, and I had several that I gave up on. I didn't have self-confidence. I didn't have very many friends. Today, I've become the opposite of all of that, and I absolutely believe it's because of the affirmations. I now am healthy, happy, incredibly grateful. I have many friends, and I am aware all the time of my blessings. I am confident, and I trust in my ability with God's help to achieve long-desired goals. It took a long time to become who I am now, and a lot of praying and meditation and speaking affirmations. I believe with all that I am that the words that we tell ourselves have more power than any other single element that contributes to our growth. If I had one message to give, it would be, you absolutely can change into the person you want to be with God's help and a strong commitment and some discipline. The most important words in the language, I believe, when it comes to trying to change are, I am. The affirmations I was taught always need to be in the present tense, and they need to be words that you actually believe. Louise Hay and Abraham Hicks and Wayne Dyer, those influences have been with me for all the 30 years that I have been committed to change. The changes can be made in all areas of life, from health, career, finances, relationships, spiritual connection, and goals, and they can be redefined on a continual basis. I do affirmations by listening to recorded words and reading them and saying them out loud. There is power to saying the words in your own voice, together with the voice whoever your teacher is at the moment. The trick is that you have to believe it and stay consistent and do the work of change. You can't just say, I'm a millionaire, and poof, the money is in the bank. In New Thought, we believe your thoughts create your reality, but it is a process. And we believe that what you focus on gets bigger. My podcast is called Grateful Living for a reason. The more we focus on gratitude, the more you get of the things that you name that you are grateful for. So you can affirm, I am abundant, and be grateful for all the good in your life that you have right now already, and you will get more of that good. If you affirm you are abundant and grateful that you always have food to eat and a roof over your head and appropriate clothes to wear and a job and a car and good health and lots of friends, all that gratitude just makes more abundance. So you start by affirming abundance and you get more of it. If you want to be a millionaire, that affirming is the starting place. But of course, you also have to put in the work in your chosen field to get more abundance. Sometimes gifts appear out of seemingly nowhere, but that is what happens when you get your mind into the place where it is fully open to receiving abundance. I've been told by people I know that they don't believe in that rainbows and unicorn crap and that they are down-to-earth realists. And I would say that there is a mix of faith and work to get results. I will talk more about faith in a later session. Louise Hay has a ton to say about affirmations, so I will quote from her book, I Can Do It, How to Use Affirmations to Change Your Life, which was published in 2003. Today is a new day. Today is a day for you to begin creating a joyous, fulfilling life. Today is the day to begin to release all your limitations. Today is the day for you to learn the secrets of life. You can change your life for the better. You already have the tools within you to do so. These tools are your thoughts and your beliefs. An affirmation opens the door. It's a beginning point on the path to change. In essence, you're saying to your subconscious mind, I am taking responsibility. I am aware that there is something I can do to change. Affirmations are consciously choosing the words that will help eliminate something from your life or help create something new in your life. Every thought you think and every word you speak is an affirmation. You're using affirmations every moment, whether you know it or not. You are affirming and creating your life experience with every word. Every complaint is an affirmation of something you don't like. If you feel like life isn't giving you what you want in your world, then it's certain you will never have the goodies that life gives to others. Your beliefs are merely habitual thinking patterns you learned as a child. Beliefs may be limiting your own ability to create the very things you say you want. What you want and what you believe you deserve may be very different. You need to pay attention to your thoughts so that you can begin to eliminate the ones creating experiences you do not want in your life. Negative affirmations are more powerful because they are part of long-standing habitual way of looking at life. Affirmations are like seeds that are planted in the soil. The more you choose to think thoughts that make you feel good, the quicker the affirmations will work. The way that I've learned to incorporate affirmations into my life on a daily basis is by having a playlist of people like Louise Hay, Abraham Hicks, and various others that I've picked out, and it's on my phone. I listen first thing in the morning while I'm getting ready for the day, making my coffee, having my breakfast, and I listen to them every single day as I'm getting ready to start my day. My affirmation choices change depending on what area of my life I'm trying to work on, whether it's health, or my ministry, or finances, or relationships, I pick ones that support what it is that I'm trying to change. I have some standard ones that I've been listening to for years, and then I add new ones every couple of months that target an area for change. My current playlist runs about 58 minutes. I think the key is consistency and making change a priority. I started to do affirmations because I really didn't like who I was anymore. And I'd been reading Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer, and I came to understand that I had the power within me to make the changes I wanted. For me, understanding that I could make a conscious decision to be different made me feel strong. We all have the power to change ourselves if we want to. It takes lots of practice, but mostly it comes from a place where we really, really, really want to change. When we want to change that badly, God will always help us. There is a quote that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. I can attest to that too. God wants us to reach our full potential to be our best and highest and most joyous representations of His love. Affirmations is another tool of the trade. Next session, we will be discussing prayer, another tool in your toolbox for grateful living. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you like this podcast, you might enjoy listening to a longer talk by joining me for Sunday Afternoons with Reverend Lucretia. Head on over to YouTube and search for Lost Inside Ministry. Please subscribe to this station so that you can get new podcasts when they are available. I send you on your way with many blessings. And so it is. Thank you so much.